there, and welcome back to Beach Bill Podcast. This is episode 6, How to Get a Bikini Body. Hey everyone, it's Destiny. Welcome back to another week, another podcast. I don't know about you and where you currently are, like your geographic location, but I am sweating buckets. It is so hot here in Ontario. I don't have an AC in my living room, so I'm like literally sweating. I'm recording this in a bra and swimsuit bottoms. I have a can of rosé in hand. I am a sweaty mess. It is so hot here. So wherever you are, I hope that you're keeping cool. Okay, so for this week's episode, I thought it would be fun to just kind of do a quick episode talking about bikinis and bikini bodies in honor of the fact that Sunday, July 5th, was actually National Bikini Day. So I thought that this could be a really fun, kind of lighthearted episode since last week got a little bit heavy. So like I said, this past Sunday was actually National Bikini Day, and I'm really mad that I didn't know it was a thing until later in the afternoon on Sunday because I had already posted on my Instagram and I've got like this new like schedule that I'm trying to follow. So I didn't want to double post and my picture was doing really, really well, so I didn't want to take away from it. So I didn't actually end up posting for National Bikini Day, which is, you know, a little upsetting. But it was a celebration of bodies and bikinis on Sunday, and thankfully I know that I'm following the right people because all of the content that I was seeing was so positive and I saw so much diversity. And it truly just was so amazing and uplifting to see. So let's talk about how to get the perfect bikini body, because I know everyone listening is probably seeing all of the content and the shift in media that is starting to work towards the summer months. And oftentimes the bodies that we see reflected in those are not, you know, your average body. Like the average body in Canada is like a size 16, I'm pretty sure. Like, that's like a mid-sized body, definitely not the lower end of the spectrum that we tend to see, you know, with like size 0 to like size 4 bodies in marketing and in commercials and in stuff like that. So summer for a lot of people can be really, really challenging. It can be really hard on their mental health, on their self-esteem, on their state of well-being, and definitely, definitely, definitely on their body image. I know that I have been in that boat for a very long time. I used to hate summer. We've talked about this before. I used to make myself physically sick in the summer by wearing long sleeve t-shirts and jeans because I didn't want to show off my arms or my legs. So I would wear layers and I would wear things that would cover those up even in the dead of summer when it was absolutely boiling, and I would make myself sick and I would get heat stroke and heat exhaustion. And I know that I'm not the only one who resorts to those kind of things, or even so much as, you know, just wearing a t-shirt when you go swimming because you feel uncomfortable, or wearing like board shorts instead of, you know, like a traditional bikini or swimsuit or even one piece. I know that I'm not alone in the fact that we've all tried or continue to try and hide our bodies, which is just such a shame because we are all so beautiful and loving and deserving of feeling comfortable and having a good time in the summer. So there's two basic steps here on how to get a perfect bikini body. Number one, get a bikini and or a swimsuit, whether that's a one piece, a bikini, a tankini. And step number two, and this is the really, you know, the really hard important step, put it on your body and voila, there you go. You have the perfect bikini body. And I know that's easier said than done. And I know that some of you listening are probably like, no, that does not work for me. And I definitely would have been in your boat a couple of years ago. You would not have caught me dead in a bikini, whether at, you know, my neighbor's pool, whether at a beach in a more public setting, like was not happening. But the main idea behind this, and you're going to see this a lot if you haven't already seen this with people posting with, you know, a similar variation of what I just said. The main idea that we're trying to get into your head is that there isn't one type of body that is socially acceptable to be in a bikini. And I think that's where so much struggle has happened, is because we have been bombarded with different forms of media for our entire lives showing us certain body types in certain types of swimsuits. you know, bikinis were marketed towards people who had socially acceptable bodies and who were thinner. And things like tankinis or one pieces or cover-ups were marketed towards people who didn't have that same body that society deemed as acceptable and as worthy and as a body that could be seen in public wearing a bikini or a more revealing swimsuit. I know when I was younger, my parents wouldn't even let me wear a bikini. They wouldn't let me wear a tankini. It was one piece or, well, not nothing. That definitely wouldn't have flown either. But it was a one piece or like a t-shirt or board shorts is what I was allowed to wear growing up. And I think another deterrent that a lot of people have, whether it's family or friends, you know, making comments about you in a bikini or making comments when you express, you know, interest in wearing a bikini, is that sometimes they're not positive because some people are just jerks and they don't think about how much their words are actually impacting you and your body image. I remember one time I believe I was in high school, like late high school, and I was shopping with my mom for a new swimsuit because the one that I had had for years and it just didn't fit right anymore. It was very old and worn. I remember grabbing a swimsuit and it was kind of like a skirt bottom, but then a more like bikini style top. And I put it on in the dressing room and I had had it kind of hidden underneath some other swimsuits that I had had. I put it on and I felt so cute. I just remember looking in the mirror and I was like, oh my gosh, like you look bomb right now. You look so good. Like I was so excited. And then I stepped out of the change room. And my mom actually wasn't there at that point. I think she was still like perusing through a different section of the store. But I stepped out and the lady who was working there, like the person who was attending the change rooms or the try-on section, made a comment to me about how, you know, it just wasn't flattering for my body type and that someone like me would probably feel more comfortable in a one piece or something with a bit more coverage. And I remember feeling absolutely shattered. Like I was so upset because I thought that I had looked freaking bomb and I stepped out fully expecting to be hyped up and for this person to, you know, just make a positive comment, if any comment at all, because really it was not her place to make a comment about my body. And I just remember feeling shattered. Back then, I did not have any kind of background. I didn't have any legs to stand on, so I wasn't going to confront her. Or, you know, I didn't have that armor that we've talked about, that inner armor to just be like, you know what? No, like your words aren't going to affect me. I'm going to get the swimsuit. I didn't have any of that. So I went back into the stall and I cried and I took the swimsuit off and I left it in the change room. And it was years after that I finally bought my first two-piece, which is crazy. Like I think I was actually in my 20s, like my early 20s when I finally got a two-piece. So the main thing here is that with swimsuits, a lot of it comes from body image, whether that's your own body image or whether that's the body image that's kind of been perpetuated onto you from family, from friends, from society as a whole. At the end of the day, you have to remember that it's your body and it's your choice. I'm not saying that everyone needs to go out and buy, you know, a little string bikini and wear that, and that's how you attain body positivity or, you know, body confidence. That's not what I'm saying at all. For some people, a one piece might be, you know, that breakthrough, ground through moment that they never thought they would have worn. For others, it might be a tankini, you know, with more of a long line top and bottoms, or a long line top and like a skirt bottom. For some people, it might be, you know, like a traditional bikini, but maybe they're low rise, maybe they're high rise. That is all up to your own individual preference. For some people, modesty is super empowering, and that's awesome. That's awesome. Like, kudos to those people. And for some people, it's the ability to wear a little bit less and still feel empowered when you've been told to cover up for your entire life. And I definitely fit into that second category, because I feel like I was modest for so long and it was forced modesty. Everyone was forcing me to wear these clothes and these styles that I didn't feel comfortable in and that gave me really shit self-esteem. But that's what I was told that I had to wear by my parents, by society. So now part of my body positivity and part of my journey is reclaiming my body and wearing things that I wouldn't have been able to wear. So for me, something like a bikini is super empowering. But for you listening, maybe it's, you know, wearing a long line bikini or wearing even a cover up. So like we said, it's your body and it's your choice. And at the end of the day, comfort comes above everything. Like, you just want to feel comfortable. You want to be able to go have a good time. And that's going to be in whatever you feel comfortable in at the end of the day. But if it is a bikini or a swimsuit that you want to feel comfortable in, I'm going to share a couple of tips with you that I have kind of learned throughout my own journey. And hopefully that'll help you kind of be able to embrace the idea of wearing a bikini or wearing a swimsuit if that's something that you've always struggled with. So feel free to get out a pen and a paper or your phone or whatever and take some notes. Okay, so my first tip is to try on a bunch of different styles. I feel like it's really common to have like one image in your head of what's going to make you feel empowered or what's going to look good in your on your body type. Whether that's from like looking at family members who have similar body types, friends, people on the internet. I feel like we have this tendency to go shopping with a specific style in mind. But the reality is sometimes what you have built up in your head as what's going to look great on your body, when you try that on, sometimes it's just not doing it and you have to branch out and try something else. And I feel like that's definitely the case with swimsuits. I think it was actually Sierra Schultze. She's a YouTuber that I watch. And she wore high-waisted bottoms for forever. Like, that was her swimsuit of choice. She would wear whatever on top, and then she would wear high-waisted bottoms. And she did that because that was what people said. When you're in a little bit of a bigger body, high-waisted bottoms are the way to go because you feel a little bit more tucked in. Everything feels a bit more secure. It's a bit more flattering for whatever reason. And then recently, she actually said that she feels more confident and more empowered when she wears a low-waisted bikini bottom. But she had never thought to try that because she was guided towards this one specific type and this one specific style that was kind of universally good for someone with a body shape like hers. But when she branched out and when she tried something new, she actually found something that made her feel like a lot more confident. So when you're going to the dressing room or when you're ordering online, like, don't be shy to try a couple of different styles. Like, maybe you get a high-waisted bikini, maybe you get a low-waisted one, maybe you get a one-piece that has a bit more of like a cutout design. Definitely shop around and play around and try out a couple different styles because you just never know what's going to kind of amp up your confidence and what's going to make you feel really, really good. My other tip, if you're shopping in person, so if you're going to even like a thrift store, if you're going to an actual name brand store, is bring someone with you who's going to hype you up. It's not that they're there to say yes to absolutely everything. You want someone with you who's going to be honest with you, but you also want someone with you who's going to hype you up because sometimes when you're trying on something new or something that, you know, you've never felt the most confident in, sometimes you just need someone there to hype you up and tell you how good you look because sometimes you can struggle to realize in your own head and when you're looking in your reflection to realize how bomb you look. But if you have someone with you who you trust and you really respect their opinion, them hyping you up is going to make you feel good inside and it's more likely that you're going to feel confident in that suit. My other tip, especially for my fellow plus size ladies, is to be willing to spend a little bit more to get a swimsuit that's actually going to fit you. So if you go to stores like Walmart or Target or different department stores that you just kind of have around your city, chances are they don't have an actually inclusive line, but you might be able to get away with fitting into some of their clothes. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to fit you right and that it's going to look the best that it can. But if you invest a little bit more and you shop at places that have a more inclusive line or that are specifically designed for plus size bodies, the chances of you finding a swimsuit that you're actually going to feel empowered and confident in are a lot higher. And they're going to have a lot more patterns and colors and styles that you can try than somewhere like Walmart or Target that might only have an option or two. Some really great examples of swimsuit places that I personally have tried and really like are Additionnel, which unfortunately they're closing, but because they're closing, they're having a lot of wicked sales right now. So I would definitely recommend you check them out online or in store if there's one near you. Torrid is another one that caters specifically to plus size bodies. Their stuff tends to be a bit on the pricier side, but they also seem to be in really good quality and they have a really great size range. So that's something to keep in mind as well. And then the other one is a small, partially Black-owned swimsuit company based out of the United States called Peachy Keen Swim. I'm actually an ambassador for them, and I love them. They go up to a size 5X. They have incredible diversity. At this moment, they only have one swimsuit style, but it comes in three different colors. And the way that it's made, you can actually tie up the ties in various different ways, so it can be pretty versatile. They are a bit on the pricier side because they are sustainably and ethically made. But if those are things that are important to you and you can, you know, afford to spend a little bit more on your swimsuit, then I definitely recommend that. My next tip is to make friends with the mirror. The mirror is something I feel like that has been our worst enemy for so long. And when you start embracing that, that's when a lot of things can kind of shift and change, your perspective especially. Making friends with the mirror really just means make friends with your reflection. Be kind. Have some compassion. Sometimes on the bad days, you really just need to sit in front of that mirror and have a pep talk with yourself, because it's a lot harder to say negative things about yourself when you're staring yourself dead on. If you're having a bad body image day and you're not sure about the swimsuit, put it on and go like dance in front of the mirror, go, you know, strut, pose, whatever you gotta do, and chances are you're going to feel a little bit better. Kind of in tandem with that is to wear it around the house. If you can start to feel comfortable wearing it in your own company and your own presence, then chances are when you go out to a friend's place or the beach, you're already going to have a little bit more confidence and you're going to be a little bit more comfortable wearing something like that. If you live with family or roommates and that's a little bit harder to do, it sounds really stupid, but honestly, even wearing it under clothes, like wearing a bathing suit under like a pair of shorts and like a t-shirt that, or like a shirt of some kind that you can have open a little bit, like even that, just getting used to the feel of it on your body and knowing that it's there. Sometimes it's just mind over matter, and that can also help just make you feel a little bit more comfortable. My next tip is to put on some makeup and do your hair. Honestly, like a swimsuit in itself is a little bit of an outfit. And especially if you're someone like me who enjoys getting Instagram pictures and stuff, if you're taking pictures in your new suit and you're not wearing makeup, you're not wearing your hair done a certain way, you might not feel confident because it maybe isn't a look that you would normally post. So I would definitely encourage you, even if you're not someone who posts on Instagram, to do your makeup a little bit waterproof, hopefully. And do up your hair, because you're just going to feel more confident. You're going to feel more put together. And with those things and with your swimsuit, like it all just kind of works together. It's like a look. It's an outfit. If you want to take pictures, then you're already made up and you'll feel comfortable posting that. Oftentimes, it's like those first couple of minutes when you first get somewhere and you have to like take off your shirt and take off your shorts and you're like standing in your bikini for the first time in front of everyone. Like that's the most nerve-wracking moment. Once you're in the water and you're playing and whatever, like it's fine, but it's that moment. So if you can do that and your hair's done and your makeup's on and you're just feeling fire, then chances are you're going to feel a bit more comfortable to the point that you actually do take your shorts and your t-shirt off and you are just in your swimsuit. And my last thing is just to find some people online that you really look up to or that you resonate with who have a similar body type to you, who frequently post in their swimsuit feeling fire, feeling confident, because looking through those and seeing how confident and how positive they are and reading their inspiring captions is going to make you feel a little bit better. It's going to ground you a little bit and you're going to feel like you have a little bit more to stand on. And sometimes that's all you need, is just to know that somebody else who has been struggling just like you found the confidence to do it. And that means that it's attainable and that it's something that you can also do. So I definitely recommend you check out some people on Instagram, especially now with National Bikini Day just happening. Like if you search on that hashtag, I'm sure you'll find a lot of different types of bodies. I think that will also be super helpful. So those are my main tips for getting that perfect bikini body. But again, like we said at the beginning, it's your body. It's your choice. Modesty is empowering for some. Showing off a little bit more skin is empowering for others. And both are totally, totally valid. It is up to you and your comfort zone. I just encourage you to stay healthy, drink lots of water, and just remember that it's okay to show your arms. It's okay to show your stomach. It's okay to show your legs. Like if you're wearing a long sleeve in the dead of heat right now, take it off. Go put a short sleeve on. So just wear the bikini, look fabulous, and you'll just feel so much better once you've done something that you never thought that you would do. All right, so that's pretty much it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. This is episode 6, which is wild. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening. And definitely if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. Those really help. Don't forget to follow me at The Fat Author and at Beached Whale Pod on Instagram so you can keep up with us there. And also, in honor of this week's episode, if you do go out and wear a bikini or wear a swimsuit because of this episode or because of this content or because of, you know, body positivity content in general, and you post it, please, please, please tag me so that I can get in your comment section and I can hype you the F up. Because trust me, darling, I know how hard it was to do that. And I know how hard it can be to go flaunt your stuff in a bikini. So I want to hype you up. So please tag me. And other than that, again, thank you so, so much for listening. And don't forget that you are worthy regardless of your size. Bye!